Cap, what do you think of just such the heavy New York presence that's been out here? We saw Fat Joe here a couple of games ago, and tonight the fans was deep. It really felt like they were louder. The New York fans were louder than the ATL fans. How much did that inspire you tonight?
I mean, that just shows the love that our fans got. You know, they support us around the world, and in a playoff series to make us feel at home in another team's city. Speaks volumes about our fan base. They're the best fans in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got two quick ones for you. The first one, after game three, you guys obviously made a more of a concerted effort to run offense through you. Just what did you think about that decision overall, and to have your only career playoff triple doubles to come in the last three games? Just what do you make of how?
I just wanted to answer the call. You know, you asked for the opportunities and they obliged, and you know, I got to repay that trust and that opportunity. So, you know, I just want to do whatever. I always talk to y'all about impact and winning. They gave me, you know, I got more opportunities to do that, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't not take advantage of them and of the opportunities I was given. And I'm proud that I've been able to help us win.
And second, I mean, you guys go up by 60, 61 at some point today. Just what's it like to be part of that, and then just to keep your foot on the gas and not to let them come back in this game?
I mean, it speaks volumes, you know, about our team. You know, when we're locked in and playing close to our best, you know, we're really, really good. So, you know, it's about finding that team, that version of us consistently, especially in the seven-game series. You know, just tapping into that to that version of us more often than not.
Okay. Speak of that, have you ever been in a game in the playoffs where y'all played this well as a team and as a unit?
You know, I don't know, but I just know at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how well you play as long as you get the W. You know, I think our fans would have been happy with whatever came as long as the W came. If it was by 60, if it was winning by one, as long as we got the win, I think New York was going to be happy and proud. So. I'm happy, like I said, that we were able to come out here and find a way to win the toughest game in the series. Like I said last time, it's the game that ends summer season. It's the toughest one, so we got the job done too.
And just real quick, has this brought you all closer, even with the coach knowing this first year with coach, has it brought you all closer to this series?
I think for us as a team, we've always been close. We showed that last year. I think that this just shows, you know, it's been up and down, ebbs and flows of the season. It's understandable the fans didn't know what version they would see of us, especially after during this series, you know, we didn't play our best basketball. And for us to make a statement about who we could be when we're playing at, you know, clicking all cylinders, it's great for us to have this kind of tape so that we can look back at it and see when we're playing our best, what are we doing correctly. But like I said, it's about consistency in the playoffs. How many times can we do that in a seven-game series?
Carl, in the beginning of the year, Mike was talking about how many adjustments you had to make and how much you had to learn and what he was doing. I was wondering, like, at what point in the year did you become comfortable in your role and feel like you could thrive in your role?
I've never doubted my ability. And I never doubted the work I put in. You know, you got to adjust. You got to adjust, especially with a lot of new things being thrown at you and being asked to do a lot more things that are, you know, something that hasn't consistently been asked in my career. So it's one thing anyone who knows me has followed my career. I'm willing to sacrifice and do whatever it takes for the team to win. And I think this year I've shown that again, that, you know, whatever the team needs me to do or the player that needs me to be, I'll step up to the plate and step up to the challenge.
Kent, to your right.
Last two guys right here.
Obviously, you don't want to lose back-to-back one-point games. That's the best-case scenario.
But well, give credit to them, too. They're a great team.
But I guess my question is, by putting yourself into a little bit of a hole there, I mean, does that kind of make you guys feel even better about what you're capable of doing and that you put these three games back-to-back-to-back after kind of putting your season in a crucible?
I mean, I hope that last year we showed that mental fortitude and that grit that made us special in our last postseason run, and to be finding that kind of resiliency in this playoffs is special. So, yeah, it speaks volumes about our team that we were able to bounce back from two disappointing losses. That, again, the Hawks is a great team. They deserve the win. But but we had to step up to the challenge being down in the series, and super proud of our guys that, you know, when everything wasn't going our way, we found a way to continue to find unity and trust in each other and fall back on each other in our locker room and on the guys in that locker room and be professionals and also be family and come out and win these games.
Last one.
Carl, triple-double threat, game four and game six. And I'm just curious, being a fan of basketball before you were a player, do any playoff matchups from your childhood come to mind when you saw people, I guess, put together a triple-double?
I don't know. You know, you grow up, you watching, in my era, you know, you're watching the Lakers win with Shaq and Kobe. And you, for me as a big man, you know, I just wanted to dominate the game like Shaq, you know, especially in these moments. So, you know, when you get older, you realize that, you know, impact and winning is the most important thing. And like I always say, you know, I just step on that court every day and I just want to impact winning. And I'm very honored and blessed, you know, all glory to God that I've been able to do that in this series. And, but we got to reset it. We got to do it again. I always talk about the word consistency. You know, we got to be consistent in being this version that we showed tonight. We showed what we could be like when we're clicking all the cylinders. But, you know, the series is over. We got to go back. We got to reset. We got to understand we got to start at 0-0 again, and we got to find a way to win that series.
All set?
Good.